after death and also for enlightenment. Vesak day we appreciate as a beautiful day, a wonderful day, a meaningful day, because we came to know that we can be enlightened because of his dedicated mission. Before the Buddha was born, before the enlightenment of the Buddha, every man, every woman had to be under the teaching of the Brahma or teaching about the Brahma, and that is something like enslaving to unseen authority. And we had to appreciate that four types of what is called, that it is called in Varna Beda in Pali. There were four types of clans: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra in India. That was a big authority. The Brahmin clan is the topmost, and they had the authority to have authority of education and have authority of instruction, giving instruction to the king, and also some religious activities. For Vaishya, for Kshatriya, they had to administrate the society and administrate resources according to instruction of Brahmana. And Vaishya, they had to earn agriculture, trade, industries, all these under the authority of Vaishya. And Shudra, they have to work for everyone, and they were the lower caste. And also we can see some people, they are called outcast. They didn't have that human rights. They didn't have a social relationship. They had to be away because they are the lowest caste. This was the social structure, political structure, a religious structure before the Buddha was born, before the Buddha, enlightenment of the Buddha. Buddha is called Siddhartha before the Buddhahood. He was born in Devudaha city while the mother of Siddhartha going for her relations. Suddenly she had to deliver the baby on the way, and then they had to come back again to the Kimbulvatpura, the kingdom of Suddhodana, King Suddhodana, and he had to learn a lot. We have heard that he had to learn 62 subjects under guidance of one teacher. Oh, big problem. When he was 16 years, he had to complete all these studies and had to get married because of influence of father, and had to live with support of father. While he was in a lay life, he had an opportunity to investigate what is really worth for a person. Then he came to know it is freedom. And he could realize what is suffering. The Buddha says, what is suffering? Jatipi dukkha, jarapi dukkha, vyadipi dukkho, maranampi dukkhaṁ, soka parideva dukkha domana supāyāsa dukkha, appiyehi vipayogo dukkho, piyehi vipayogo, piyehi sampa, appiyehi sampayogo dukkho, piyehi vipayogo dukkho, yampichan nalabati tampi dukkhaṁ, saṅkittena pañcupādāna khandā dukkha. This is how the Buddha has explained what is suffering. Conflicts relating with the birth. Still we have that conflicts relating with birth. The earlier that we find that if you are born in a white family, you are a privileged one. If you are born in a black family, you don't have privileges. And now we don't have that problem. But when someone is born in a poor family, lot of troubles. Whenever someone is born in a rich family, but lot of conditions of parents, and so we find that conflicts. So always we see conflicts with the birth. Sometimes we do not like where we were born. We like, oh, if I born in Japan, if I was born in Japan, it is good. If I fortunately I was not born in India, if I born in India, it became. So in that way we have a lot of conditions, perceptions, so conflicts. And we do not think that the birth is suffering, because naturally we attach to where we are born. Sometimes when we see a swan, oh, why was I born as a man? If I was born as a swan, it is more free. No education, no these customs and all these things. But if you were born as a swan, you may have some more problems. So in that way, the way that we think is not correct, but we think in that manner. Anyway, we have conflicts. But because of this attachment, we don't feel it. We feel only when we have problems. Otherwise, we think that, oh, birth is good in that manner. Jatipi dukkha, jarapi dukkha. That is suffering related with old age and instantly we get some difficulties. The first problem that I had, I can't remember, but I can understand it. So I was in a womb, and that was good, warm. And after 9 months, I had to come out of the womb. Then I had to come from a warm place to a cold place. Then I was not happy to come to a cold place. So I believe that I had a cry, not because of hunger, but because of this cold. So in that way, that I had to come out of the womb because of the age, grow. When we are in the womb, we can stay there maximum 9 months. When we are over there 9 months, we have to come. And again, we get warm of mother, father and relations in the child A. And then we have to go to nursery or child care center. Then we find that suffering related with the age. In that way, this suffering related with getting old is also giving troubles. Vyadipi dukkha, everyone knows what are the suffering relating with various types of illness. In that manner, so this suffering is a problem, and the Buddha realized suffering should be understood. And there is a reason for suffering, that is craving. Craving should be eradicated. We spend a lot of money to keep the body features in a good manner, beautifying and cultivating muscles and some ways of physical structures. So that is because of craving. But whenever we fail, we are disappointed. I can remember my mother select a sari to wear for the next day and iron and everything. In the next day morning, what she has selected is not good for her. Then she suddenly find another sari and rush into iron it, and then she wears. So the previous day evening, she selected one, and now it is not good for her, and go to another one. In that way, we have some problems with this clinging or attachment. So in that manner, the craving takes place everywhere, and it seems to be pleasant, but in reality it is not pleasant. So this craving should be eradicated. And then come to cessation of suffering. When we overcome suffering, then it is freedom, and it is really serene. And this is experienced by the Buddha, and we are trying to experience it. We may experience it only when we eradicate all types of suffering. Craving relating with this sensual pleasure, craving relating with becoming, and sometimes we have that I don't like to become like this and that, but we have to accept it. Now, whenever it is summer, we are hopeful to have warm weather, but when it is very cold, then we have that vibhava tanna, non-becoming. Next time, I don't want to come to this climate changing countries. It is better to go to Sri Lanka because there is no climate change. Every year it is warm and windy, and lot of humid. Because of that, the body doesn't burn. In that manner, we may have that desire of non-becoming. So there are three types of craving. Craving relating with sensual pleasure, craving relating with becoming, and craving relating with non-becoming. Kama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha. The Buddha found the way. It is called the path which leads to cessation of suffering. And it is the Eightfold Noble Path. Sammadhitti, Sammasankappa, Sammavacha, Sammakammanta, Sammajiva, Sammavayama, Sammasati, Sammasamadhi. In Satchavibhanga Sutta, Venerable Sariputta asked the other disciples, what is Sammadhitti? And then Venerable Sariputta answered the question that he asked. Idauso dukke jnanam, dukkha samudaya jnanam, dukkha nirodha jnanam, dukkha nirodha gamini patipada jnanam. What is right view? It is the understanding of suffering, understanding of cause of suffering, understanding of cessation of suffering, understanding of the way that lead to cessation of suffering. This is called Sammadhitti. That is how Venerable Sariputta teaches to other disciples. Then Samma Sankappa. What is Samma Sankappa? Nekkamma Sankappo, Avyapada Sankappo, Avihinsa Sankappo. What is right perception? The perception of giving up, the perception of non-anger, the perception of harmlessness. Usually, we have that kama vitarka, perception of attachment, a lot of troubles. Vyapada vitakka, the perception of getting angry. That most of the time we find that anger. I don't like it. In that manner, we find a lot of space for anger. And the third perception is perception of harmfulness. We see that harm everywhere. Some people go to Africa with their own small planes and elephant hunting with that double barrel gun. Enjoying hunting elephants. They have that type of joy. And we don't know how do they enjoy in that manner. Because we love every living being. But they want to find joy of killing. That female elephant is so much conscious about protecting their babies, children. Whenever people invade the forest, they are afraid and angry. But they are helpless. Because the man is very powerful and they can't fight against the man. So a lot of troubles. So that is harm. And in India, for religious activities, they kill thousand and thousand cattle, goat, to please the god. I don't know. Who is that god? So this is the world that we live. And when we come to the right perception, we do not get angry with those people. We give up. So it is called that perception of giving up. Giving up of anger, giving up of craving, giving up of greediness, giving up of stinginess, giving up of anxiety. That I was a playful boy, so if I have something round, I'm very happy to kick it. And still I have anxiety. That I know it, when I see something round, that I am happy to kick it. So that means if I don't have it, I have anxiety. It does not give me troubles, but I know that So I think that I may have 5,000 types of anxieties, though I don't know. So because of this meditation, it does not give me troubles. Otherwise, troubles. So I want, but I don't have it. Then I get troubles. In this manner, so the giving up help us to get rid of anxiety. No anxiety. It's okay. And then perception of non-anger. Instead of having anger, we try to accept it with equanimity, neutrality of the mind. Then there is no pains, there is no traumas, there is no fighting conditions. And then next one is called perception of harmlessness. There is no any reason to do harm. We try our best to avoid harmful thoughts, harmful words, harmful actions. Whenever a child does something wrong, when we question him, why it is harmful? In a friendly way, in a loving way, why do you do that? Then it is not harmful. The feeling that I can ask why with harmful emotion, and I can ask him why with loving, compassionate mood. So we have to practice the second one. Why? It is gentle. There's no something doing harm in our heart. So this is called right perception. Then Venerable Sariputta asks, what is right word? Samma vacha. Katama chauso samma vacha. Oh friends, what is right word? The right word takes place when we avoid wrong word, abstaining from lying, abstaining from slandering, abstaining from harsh word, abstaining from meaningless words. Usually we say gossip. Then the right words takes place. So it is explained in negative way. If we do not lie, if we do not have any reason to lie, then there is right word, truthful words. When we see that some friends are very close and they have a lot of attachment and all these things, then we may have jealousy. And then we try to break their friendship through saying something not happened. So it is called slandering. That because of jealousy. So it is harmful, and breaking relationship of others are not good, and it happens when jealousy takes place. J. And it can be overcome when you put another A in front of J. AJ. Appreciative joy. You are very happy to see that others are happier. So then the jealousy is not there. So we have to train our mind in that manner to be happier when others are happy. Otherwise, it is difficult to see that others are happy, then jealousy takes place and the slandering works there. And harsh word, that is because of conceit and because of superiority. I do not respect others. I do not find any value of them. Then we use harsh word. Whenever we see our history, we find that lot of harsh word. Some are called wolf. That means he's not a man. In my childhood, when my father used that words, bull and other things, then I get angry and I make punishment for him. I know how to do punishment. I can build a story of me when I was a child. I was about 11 years. Usually we didn't have water facilities in our homes. We have to go out and bring water. And that should be done by me, because that is my responsibility. Whenever there's the water is needed, I have to go and bring water. Once my mother got angry and she screamed and asked me to bring water. Then I said that there is water. Then my mother said there is no even a drop of water. Then I took a jug and pour the, what is called, kalaya? What is the name of it? It is just like big one like this.
A pot?
Kruik.
This is a pot that is
a jar.
Big one, clay one. So I pour some water to the jug and I said that, how many jugs that you need? Then my mother screamed, donkey, go and bring water. She said, donkey. Then I took a big buckets. Then my mother saw that this is not easy to hold. Then she said that. Then I said that donkeys can bear heavy things. And then I went to the tap and I opened a tap and put the bucket there. And I went for playing with other children. Then my mother was waiting for me and no. And she has screamed, but I didn't hear. Then when she came to the water tap, one bucket is overflowing, the other one is empty. So the mother of donkey had to bring those buckets. That is a punishment, and I did it intentionally. My childhood was not good. Yes, because whenever they do something wrong, I have a bad friend. He's called that doing one-to-one. It is in Pali. It is called thumb. Hard-hearted. When you beat, I beat you in that manner. So this is not good. But he was a good friend of me when I was a child. So everyone has to be careful, because this works intentionally or sometimes unintentionally. And there is another bad friend. He's much worse. He's called Saramb. If you do one thing, he does 10 times. One is, if you do one, he does one. That is called thumb. Unwholesome mental factor called thumb. One to one. If you beat, he beats. If you scold, he scolds. And the other one is 10 times, 20 times. Sarang, very bad friend. Fortunately, because of the influence of the Buddha, I could understand unwholesome mental factors should be subsided and find space for wholesome mental factors. Then instead of responding back, become silence, giving up, tumble, giving up of sarang. So it's a good practice. Otherwise, we have to regret about what we did. Because when we are angry, we do something wrong. When anger is gone, then we come to know, oh, what I did was not good. Then regretment. And regretment is unhealthy and a lot of troubles. So we see that the harsh words comes with conceit, superiority complex, and keeping others down and all these things. So when we give up it is very easy. Loving words, words with compassion, and very dutiful words. All these things can be experienced. And meaningless words, they do not give any advantage for us. Just time has been wasted, money has been wasted, and a lot of conflicts relating with them. So the discipline of the word, or right word, right speech relating with this, overcoming of four negative speeches: lying, slandering, harsh word, and gossips. And then Venerable Sariputta asks, what is right action? Kattama chauso samma kammanta. It is also said in negative manner. Abstaining from killing, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconduct. Then we find that samma vacha, samma kammanta, right action. Samma ditti, samma sankappa, samma vacha, samma kammanta, samma ajiva, then samma vayama, right effort. It is that there are two types of conditions: wholesome conditions and unwholesome conditions. The first two, avoiding unwholesome condition, we should have effort to avoid unwholesome action that we have not yet done. Anuppannanam akusalanam dhammanam anuppadaya chandan janeti vayamati viriyam arabati cittam pagganhati padati. Do we have chanting books?
We have chanting books, yes.
When I say in Pali, that Remco would say in Dutch. Can we go to Satcha Vibhanga Sutta?
Yes, it was on page 42.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the books.
Yes, we can give God this.
Commando is on page 48.
Yes. 47. Katama chauso samma. Samma ajivo. We can write livelihood. Katama chauso samma ajivo. Idauso arisauko micha ajivam pahaya. Samma ajivena jivikan kapeti. Ayam vuchetauso samma ajivo.
Dat is 48 en dan 1, 2, 3, 4. Vierde.
47.
Ja, het is ook niet iets.
Oké.
47. Katama chauso samma ajivo.
In het Nederlands, wat is juiste wijze van levensonderhoud? Een edele volgeling heeft verkeerde manieren van levensonderhoud opgegeven. Hij verdient zijn brood middels juist levensonderhoud. Dit is juiste wijze van levensonderhoud.
And katama chauso samma vayamo. What is right effort? Idaso bhikkhu anuppannanam papakanam akusalanam dhammanam anuppadaya chandan janeti vayamati viryam arabati chittam pagganati padati.
Wat, nobele vrienden, is juiste volharding? Een monnik genereert een verlangen om nog niet opgekomen slechte en onheilzame staten niet op te laten komen. Hiernaar streeft hij, hieraan geeft hij energie, hierin oefent hij zijn geest en spant hij zich in.
Uppannanam papakanam akusalanam dhammanam pahanaya chandan janeti vayamati viryam arabati chittam pagganhati padhati.
Hij genereert een verlangen om al opgekomen, slechte en onheilzame staten op te geven. Hiernaar streeft hij. Hieraan geeft hij energie. Hierin oefent hij zijn geest en spant hij zich in.
Anuppannanam akusalanam dhammanam uppadaya chandan janeti vayamati viryam arabati chittam pagganhati padhati.
Hij genereert een verlangen om nog niet opgekomen heilzame staten op te laten komen. Hiernaar streeft hij. Hieraan geeft hij energie. Hierin oefent hij zijn geest en spant hij zich in.
Uppannanam kusalanam dhammanam titiya asammosaya bhiyo bhavaya vepullaya bhavanaya paripuriya chandan janeti vayamati viriyang arabati chittam pagannati padhati.
Hij genereert een verlangen om reeds opgekomen heilzame staten te laten voortduren, vast te houden, te vermenigvuldigen, uit te breiden, te ontwikkelen en te vervullen. Hiernaar streeft hij, hieraan geeft hij energie, hierin oefent hij zijn geest en spant hij zich in.
Ayam vuccetauso samma vayamo.
Dit is juist de volharding.
So now, in this noble eightfold path, we see that samma ditti, samma sankappo, samma vacha, samma kammanto, samma ajivo, samma vayamo. Right effort. And then go to samma sati. Samma sati. Katama chauso samma sati. Idauso bhikkhu kaye kayanu passi viharati. Atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanasa.
Wat is juiste opmerkzaamheid? Hier, nobele vrienden, een monnik zijn aandacht verblijft bij het lichaam, ijverig, helderwetend, opmerkzaam, zonder zorgen of verlangen voor de wereld.
Vedanasu vedananupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanassa.
Hij verblijft met zijn aandacht bij het gevoel, ijverig, helderwetend, opmerkzaam, zonder zorgen of verlangen voor de wereld.
Kitte kittanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanassa.
Hij verblijft met zijn aandacht bij de geest, ijverig, helderwetend, opmerkzaam, zonder zorgen of verlangen voor de wereld.
Dhamma, dhammesu dhammanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanassa.
Hij verblijft met zijn geest bij de Dhamma, ijverig, helderwetend, opmerkzaam, zonder zorgen of verlangen voor de wereld.
Ayanguchatauso samma sati.
Dit, nobele vrienden, is juiste opmerkzaamheid.
So now we see that the samma sati become aware of mindfulness. Contemplation of the body, contemplation of sensation, contemplation of mind and contemplation of the Dhamma. So this is the world famous way of meditation. That is called Vipassana. So Vipassana teaches this. So I would like to bring a story. When I was in Kusinara, a young person came to me, and I don't know his name or who is him. But he called me, Bhante, I have a story for you. And he said that I am from Bolivia. Then I didn't know where is Bolivia. And I think that it is in South America. But still I don't know where it is. And he said that his girlfriend had a huge worse cancer here. And he had to go for chemotherapy. Instead of going to chemotherapy, he has postponed it and gone to Vipassana practice for 60 days in Goenka Center. What a courage she had. For 6 days, she has to ignore medicine and try to practice this meditation. She has prepared her mind to go to that. And when she went there, she had a good feeling that she can overcome this problem. And then the first day, a lot of anxiety. The second day, she was helpless, crying. The whole day she has cried. The next day, she's all right for meditation. And she has prepared her mind for meditation. And fourth day, and fifth day, and sixth day, while she was doing meditation, there was itching here. And after a while, blood, fuss, and everything has come out. Then it was so good for her because of that pains has gone and all these things. And she had done that meditation for the whole course, 60 days. And after that, she has gone to the doctor. And when she had a blood test, there's no cancer cells. It's gone. This is what I heard from that young person. So Vipassana, usually Goenkaji teaches the contemplation of sensation, become aware of sensation. It's a very intensive practice. You have to prepare yourself not to talk with others. And I have not participated because that I practice Buddhanusati, recollection of the Buddha, Mettanusati, recollection of loving kindness, Kayagata Sati, recollection of the loathsomeness of the body, Marananusati, recollection of the death, Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. So the practice of mind is not connected with Goenka Ji, so I do not go there. I try to practice what I have been doing, so therefore that I have no idea to participate for Goenka Ji's way of practice. Anyway, this Goenka Ji influences people for the practice of sensation, contemplation of sensation, so it has worked well for that girl. And that is what I heard when I was in Kusinara. So it's a good news. So that means we can overcome our problems through the practice of sensation. When there is pleasant sensation, just observe and no respond. Let go. When there is unpleasant sensation, that I find that pains here, because I'm 60 years old now, muscles are not growing well, decaying, so I see that pains here, but it's okay, neutral with the pains. And then neutral sensation. So this is what they observe in the contemplation of sensation. So the mindfulness samma sati, right mindfulness. There we practice meditation, mindfulness of the body or contemplation of the body and contemplation of sensation, contemplation of mind and contemplation of mental objects, Dhamma. Then we come to right Samadhi. Katama chauso samma samadhi. Idauso bhikkhu vivikkheva kamehi vivikke akusalehi dhamme savitakkan savicharan vivekajam pitisukam patamajjanam upasampajya viharati.
Wat is juiste concentratie? Hier, nobele vrienden, een monnik die zich heeft losgemaakt van zintuigelijk verlangen en heeft losgemaakt van onheilzame dingen, die denkt en reflecteert en vreugde en verrukking ervaart als gevolg van de losmaking van de objecten, verblijft in het eerste meditatiestadium.
Vitakka vicharanam upasama ajjattan sampasadanam cetaso ekodibhavam avitakkan avicharan samadhijam pitisukam dutiyajjanam upasampajya viharati.
Het einde van denken en reflecteren, met innerlijke helderheid en gefocuste geest, het zijn zonder denken en reflecteren, het ervaren van vreugde en verrukking als gevolg van concentratie, dit is het verblijven in het tweede meditatiestadium.
Pitya ca viraga upekko ca viharati, satto ca sampajano, sukhan ca kayena patisangvedi yantang ariya achikkanti, upekako satima sukha vihareti, tatyajjanam upasampajya viharati.
Met het verdwijnen van verrukking verblijft hij in gelijkmoedigheid, opmerkzaam, helderwetend, vreugde ervarend in het lichaam, waarover de nobelen zeggen, hij leeft vreugdevol, opmerkzaam en gelijkmoedig. Het is het verblijf in het derde meditatiestadium.
sukhasya cha pahana dukkhasya cha pahana pubbeva somanassa domanassana attangama adukkam asukam upekkha sati parisuddhin chatuttajjanam upasampajya viharati.
Het opgegeven hebben van vreugde en pijn en van de verdwijning van mentaal welzijn en zorgen. Het zijn zonder lijden, zonder vreugde, het pure gewaarzijn horende bij gelijkmoedigheid is het verblijven in het vierde meditatiestadium.
Ayang uccetauso samma samadhi.
Dit, nobele vrienden, is juiste concentratie.
So, that samma samadhi, right concentration. The first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. And this is the way to get rid of suffering, eradicate craving, and experience nibbana, enlightenment. I would like to invite you to do chanting this part of with me, the Four Noble Eightfold Path. I wish that you may enjoy that Pali. That we can start from Kataman Chauso Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipadarya Satcha.
Pagina 46, de vierde edele waarheid en zijn uitleg. Ongeveer halverwege de pagina.
Katamanchauso dukkha nirodha gamini patipada arya satcham ayam ayameva ariyo attangiko maggo seyati dam sammaditti samma sankappo samma vacha samma kammanto samma ajivo samma vayamo samma sati samma samadhi katama chauso sammaditti yanko auso dukke jnanam dukkha samudaye jnanam dukkha nirodhe jnanam dukkha nirodha gaminiya patipadaya jnanam ayam uccetauso sammaditti katamo chauso samma sankappo nikkhamma sankappo avyapada sankappo avihinsa sankappo ayam uccetauso samma sankappo katama chauso samma vacha musavada viramani visuna vacha viramani parusa vacha viramani sampappalapa viramani ayam uccetauso samma vacha katamo chauso samma kammanto panati pata viramani adinnadana viramani kame sumicchachara viramani ayam uccetauso samma kammanto katamo chauso samma ajivo idauso arya savako miccha ajivam pahaya samma jivena jivikam kappeti ayam uccetauso samma ajivo katamo chauso samma vayamo idauso bhikkhu anupannanam papakanam akusalanam dhammanam anupadaya chandan janeti vayamati viryam arabati cittam pagganhati padhati uppannanam papakanam akusalanam dhammanam පානාය චන්දං ජනේති වායමති විරියං ආරභති චිත්තං පග්ගණ්හාති පදහති අනුප්පන්නානං කුසලානං ධම්මානං උප්පාදාය ජනේ චන්දං ජනේති වායමති විරියං ආරභති චිත්තං පග්ගණ්හාති පදහති උපන්නානං කුසලානං ධම්මානං තිටියා අසම්මෝසාය බියෝ භාවාය වේපුල්ලාය භාවනාය පාරිපුරියා චන්දං ජනේති වායමති විරියං ආරභති චිත්තං පග්ගණ්හාති පදහති අයං උච්චතා උසෝ සම්මා වායාමෝ කතමෝ චා උසෝ සම්මා සති ඉදා උසෝ බික්කු කායේ කායානුපස්සී විහෙරති ආතාපි සම්පජානෝ සතිමා විනේය ලෝකේ අභිජ්ජා දෝමනස්සං වේදනාසු වේදනානුපස්සී විහෙරති ආතාපි සම්පජානෝ සතිමා විනේය ලෝකේ අභිජ්ජා දෝමනස්සං චිත්තේ චිත්තානුපස්සී විහෙරති ආතාපි සම්පජානෝ සතිමා විනේය ලෝකේ අභිජ්ජා දෝමනස්සං ධම්මේසු ධම්මානුපස්සී විහෙරති ආතාපි සම්පජානෝ සතිමා විනේය ලෝකේ අභිජ්ජා දෝමනස්සං අයං උච්චතා උසෝ සම්මා සති කතමෝ චා උසෝ සම්මා සමාධි ඉදා උසෝ බික්ඛෝ විවිච්ඡේව කාමේහි විවිච්ඡ අකුසලේහි ධම්මේහි සවිතක්කං සවිචාරං විවේකජං පීති සුඛං පඨමජ්ජානං උපසම්පජ්ජ විහෙරති විතක්ක විචාරාණං උපසමා අජ්ජත්තං සම්පසාදනං චේතසෝ ඒකෝදි භාවං අවිතක්කං අවිචාරං සමාධිජං පීති සුඛං පිටියච්ඡානං උපසම්පජ්ජ විහෙරති පීතියාච විරාගා උපේක්ඛෝච විහෙරති සතෝච සම්පජානෝ සුඛංච කායේන පටිසංවේදේති යන්තං අරියා ආකිච්ඡන්ති උපේක්ඛෝ සතිමා සුඛ විහාරීති තතියජ්ජානං උපසම්පජ්ජ විහෙරති සුඛස්සච පහනා දුක්ඛස්සච පහනා උබ්බේව සෝමනස්ස දෝමනස්සානං අත්තංගමා අදුක්ඛං අසුඛං උපේක්ඛා සති පාරිසුද්ධිං චතුත්තජ්ජානං උපසම්පජ්ජ විහෙරති අයං උච්චතා උසෝ සම්මාදිට්ඨි සම්මා සමාධි අයං උච්චතා උසෝ සම්මා සමාධි සාදු 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 So I am very happy about this session. So we can have a small break and after that we can do some meditation. Then we can answer if you have any questions.